Well, you might recall that exactly a month ago, it was literally a month ago because it was Erev Rosh Chodesh, we had the opportunity to speak with Mr. Nadir Balor on the air. He was responsible for one of the most significant and, in my opinion, one of the most important minyanim ever convened in the United States of America. That's quite a statement. I'm referring to the Anetz minyan that took place, Sefer Torah and all, and Birkat Kohanim and all, at the White House on the morning of the rally. Do you remember that, everybody? I know it's a month ago. But remember the rally and how so many hundreds of thousands came out to respond to what's been happening to our brothers and sisters, to the anti-Semitism here in the United States? Well, Mr. Balor and our good friend Dr. Joe Rosazada and many others felt one of the most important ways to transmit the importance of that day to the world was to gather right outside the White House and with 1,000 people, maybe more, have a Nates minyan. Nates meaning davening, praying the Shacharis prayer as early as one is halachically able to, showing the one above that we are, you know, jumping at the opportunity to be as early as possible, as quick as possible with that mitzvah. And that took place with Sefer Torah and all on a Rosh Chodesh morning outside the White House. With us live via telephone is Mr. Nadir Balor, who's not only reflecting with us on a month ago, but also preparing for tomorrow, which we'll discuss. A Chanukah Sameach, and a pleasure to welcome you back to JM in the AM.
Thank you very much. Chanukah Sameach to you. Thank you for having me back.
We have seen so many pictures and videos. We have heard so many accounts and eyewitness reports about what it was like. I need to get your perspective on what it was like 1 month ago, davening in a Nates minyan with over 1,000 people outside of the White House.
Baruch Hashem, I think, my first impression was of shock when I saw so many people. You know, we expected maybe 300, 350. We had, close to 200 women. We had to extend the mechitza last second.
Wow.
Over, 1,000 men reportedly. What was very significant to me was the kavod that we got from the Secret Service, from the policemen. Everybody had a beautiful smile. Everybody directed people so pleasantly, which really represents the American people as a whole, how good and respectful they are to the Jewish nation. And, it felt like there was no Sephardi Ashkenazi, no any religious differences between anyone. Everybody was there. There were, celebrity rabbis there who just hung out, stood like they did at Neila for the whole tefillah, felt very comfortable being with just people who they didn't know next to them. No one got really covered. Everybody was the same. And, another highlight was the tallest guy who happened to be there. He just happened to be at the Torah reading when we were about to do the Hagbah. So he just came up. He said, "Do you mind if I do it?" And I just said, "Of course, do it." We're not selling Aliyot, and there's no hierarchy. This is Hashem's minyan, and everybody counts. And it was just, the Achdut was, Baruch Hashem, quite incredible.
You always want the tall guy with the large wingspan to do Hagbah during a high profile minyan, that's for sure. Nadir Balor is with us live via telephone. What did you think of the, you talk about, for instance, people standing and obviously nobody complaining. They understood the circumstances and the spirit of the entire, moving encounter was just, overtook everything else. But what did you think of that minyan being the catapult for so many people sharing their tefillin with others? It became a day where we saw so many mitzvot being performed, especially with tefillin, by people who don't normally put on tefillin, by people who may not in general be even familiar with what Shacharis and Mincha are all about. How did you feel knowing that minyan really kickstarted that entire attitude that day?
Just the simple gratitude to Hashem that he runs the show, and, you know, he made me and my dear partner, Adam Mermuslim, a partner in doing this, and many other people who jumped in and to do it. Just simple, simple gratitude.
Yeah, simple as that. Mr. Ballar, you've told us you're from Iran. We know that. And the way that crowds gather in countries like your home country when it comes to rallies and causes and demonstrations, they look very different than what you experienced a month ago next to the White House. You mentioned the Secret Service. I must imagine that they and the police forces were extremely impressed by the behavior of the crowd. No climbing on fences, no throwing red paint on anything or anybody, no inappropriate chants by thousands of people. Just that alone, you must have felt you were involved in such a tremendous Kiddush Hashem.
Yeah. Absolutely. What was very funny, one of my friends was walking in with loads of bags, and one of the secret servicemen stopped him and said, "Where are you going?" And he said, "I'm just going forward to the services there, sir." So he said, "What's your name?" He said, "Jacob." He said, "No, it's not. It's Yaakov." The warmth, but yeah, the fact that, you know, Jews, we carry ourselves as there is a higher authority, and we have to have good midot to be a light unto other nations, rather than the disgraceful, you know, Islamic countries who preach hatred from birth, is just something to really be proud, to just recognize that we born Jews, this is such a privilege to be born a Jew and to give back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu by having those midot and being a light unto other nations.
You know, it's important we speak to someone like you, because we're frustrated by the direction of the way things are going in this country. As you can imagine, we grew up very differently than the way you did back in Iran. And we get frustrated. I think it's important that in addition to the frustration, you remind us that still we need to have a great appreciation for this country.
I think so, because on the whole, you know, there's scattered hatred. And I've never been a fan of the academic establishments that have blood on their walls. But I don't think they're a majority. And it's, you know, they're allowing the outsiders to come into America to control the establishments. But I think as a whole, the American people, like the Satmar Rebbe said, they're going to have chesed all the way through the coming of Mashiach in this country.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Medina Shel Chesed. And finally, before we talk about your plans for tomorrow, one more thing about the White House experience. Again, as we become more and more frustrated with some of the things happening in this country, and we see the mass protests in major cities and the way that people are behaving and the way they're chanting against Jews, one of the things you did discover that day is that there are a lot of good people out there. You spoke about the Secret Service and the police, but in general, I have to believe that a lot of average Americans were quite polite and quite cordial and did not mind in the least hanging out with the people that you were hanging out with.
Yeah, absolutely. Everybody had a smile on their faces that day. It was quite amazing to see. It was really, really wonderful. Everybody was polite. Yeah.
Everybody needs to keep that in mind. All right, so the notice that we got, Nader Ballar is with us live via telephone. The notice that we got, it says, from the White House to Congregation Avas Torah, join the Rosh Chodesh Nates Minyan and Pumbedisa. We love the guys from Pumbedisa for an inspirational prayer service followed by breakfast. It's all happening tomorrow. It is going to be at the Strauss Main Sanctuary at Avas Torah in Englewood, New Jersey. Now, I am hoping, as I read this on the air, that it's open to the public. Is it?
Yes.
Thank God.
Every Jew counts, and we want to welcome everybody, and we'd love to see people who've never experienced davening nets at Rosh Chodesh. You know, what's very significant about nets on Rosh Chodesh is because, as we all know, the Greeks, they tried to abolish three of the greatest mitzvot, Brit, Shabbat, and Rosh Chodesh.
Right.
So most Jews, of course, have a Brit. A lot of Jews somehow, even if they don't keep Shabbat, but somehow they're involved. They light candles.
Right.
Whatever.
They acknowledge Shabbat,
but,
right.
But what's forgotten tremendously, even by religious Jews, is the significance of how to celebrate and how to really, really bring Rosh Chodesh into our lives. So if anything, this Rosh Chodesh and Hanukkah, it's really amazing to get together and to do a festive event for HaKadosh Baruch Hu on this day. And what other better time to do it at Hashem's scheduled time of davening, which is Netz.
Yeah, pretty amazing. It's all happening tomorrow, everybody. Join the Rosh Chodesh Netz Minyan for Rosh Chodesh Tevet. Pumpadisa will be there for an inspirational prayer service followed by breakfast. It's happening on the sixth day of Hanukkah, which is tomorrow morning. 6:45 a.m. is the start. 6:45 a.m. in the Strauss Main Sanctuary at Congregation Avas Torah in Englewood, New Jersey. Mr. Nader Balor says no need to expand the women's section. There'll be plenty of room for everybody, right?
That's right. That's right.
So everyone should come. A real pleasure to speak to you. A Chag Urim Sameach and Chodesh Tov.
Thank you. My pleasure. Chag Sameach, Chodesh Tov.
Mr. Nader Balor invites everybody tomorrow morning, 6:45, with Pumpadisa, Avas Torah in Englewood. And it'll be a Netz Minyan, not only for Chanukah, but of course for the one day Chanukah Rosh Chodesh day. Pretty amazing. Right off of the experience at the White House. Pretty cool. More coming up. Chanukah Sameach, Chag Urim Sameach. And we'll say Chodesh Tov on this Erev Rosh Chodesh at JM in the AM.